Asheville Ballet presents The Nutcracker. The ballet comes up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Diana Wortham Theater in downtown Asheville. Ann Dunn's longtime director of Asheville Ballet and is with us in the studios this afternoon. Ann, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Dick.
It's a busy time of year.
Yes, indeed.
When Ann came in the door, she said, this is the last week of finals at UNCA where you're teaching always, and
yes,
in addition to rehearsals and everything else that goes on with the preparations for the Nutcracker. So thank you for taking some time to be with us. I was thinking, the Asheville Ballet obviously has a grand tradition of dance in Asheville, but in many of your productions, you're quite experimental.
Yes.
You're always trying new things.
Yes, particularly in the fall and spring, not as much with the classical Nutcracker.
I was going to say that maybe that's something you don't mess with.
Yes, we mess.
Okay,
a little bit, but it is the classical Nutcracker. It's the classical Sugar Plum Fairy, the classical Waltz of the Flowers, the classical snow scene where it really snows, etc.
Yeah,
the classical variations. However. What happened was the Nutcracker is 114 years old,
oh,
and ballet is an oral tradition kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oral is the wrong word because it's physical, but it's like that. It's passed on from generation to generation through the people who do it.
I think that's fascinating.
Rather than through, as in music,
yeah,
or literature, through written down,
yeah,
way of notating. There is a way of notating dance, but it's very difficult to follow. So what happened was Petit Pas and his assistant Ivanov choreographed it, and it was premiered in 1892. And they, in collaboration with Tchaikovsky, people think they choreographed it to Tchaikovsky's music, but that is not the case. It was a collaborative effort.
Yeah, he was really excited to be working on it.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
And it bombed. People did not like it at the time. George Balanchine was their student and learned the choreography from them. And
wow,
then when he had to defect during the Russian Revolution and or run away, escape to Paris and then to New York City, he brought that choreography with him. Now, that's a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
So he made some changes, and it became the American version of the original Russian Nutcracker. He was my teacher. So I am the third generation, and I have made some changes in my generation from Balanchine, who made some changes from his generation. But still, it's a hand-me-down classical from the original St. Petersburg Mariinsky Theater, 1892 Russian classical ballet.
So it's wonderful. It then, as you say, it's something of an oral tradition, and the performances I'm gathering are changed a little bit to fit with a different generation of
absolutely,
Dutch
and not only with different generations, but in our case, for example, dancers will have different strengths. So from year to year, you might make subtle changes in the choreography based on, well, one dancer is a really, really brilliant turner, and the audience would like to see those spins on one toe.
Oof.
One dancer is an incredible leaper, and the audience would like to see the excitement of that ballon. That ballon is a word that we get from the French. We get balloon from the French, which means it bounces very, very high. And then the other thing is not only subtle changes for specific dancers, but in our case at the Asheville Ballet, we have brilliant choreographers. And so I choreographed this whole thing by myself when I took over the Asheville Ballet. But since then, in the last few years, I've recognized the talent of so many choreographers in the Asheville Ballet, and that's a waste not to turn them loose. My theory about making a good production is find the best people you can find and let them do their thing. And so Lindsay Kelly has re-choreographed The Rats this year, and it is so exciting, so beautiful, so brilliantly scary and flashy, way better than my old choreography. So
interesting.
It's very exciting to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah.
And she also re-choreographed The Angels, so it's not just a minor minor part anymore. It's really magnificent, very contemporary, flowing, angelic choreography. So we have new choreography, new sets, brand good, new, beautiful, new, expensive sets, and costumes, lots of costumes, probably about 200 costumes with three to five parts each, with cuffs and headpieces and things. So times all, you know, multiply all that.
Oh, what an amazing.
Costumetress is very busy.
And also mentioned when she came in the door that she was only here because there were hundreds of volunteers working while she was here doing all this stuff that you're talking
that
about.
That is true. There are hundreds of volunteers. The Asheville Ballet is the oldest ballet, professional nonprofit ballet company in the state of North Carolina. And one of the oldest. I think there's only one other organization in Asheville that's older than the Asheville Ballet, from a nonprofit group. So we've been around for a long time, 1963. And in that time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volunteers have had it. I am not well this week, actually, personally, physically. And so there are volunteers at the theater running rehearsals. There are volunteers making sure that if a costume gets ripped, it gets fixed immediately. All kinds of volunteers taking notes. Just all kinds of volunteers. And nothing would happen. You and I both know nothing would happen with just one person at the helm of an organization this size.
Right.
So there are a lot of people devoted to the dream of making the Asheville Ballet what it has become today and what it continues to become for the community, particularly the Nutcracker.
Speaking with Asheville Ballet's Anne Dunn, director of the Asheville Ballet, founder of the Asheville Ballet, I think.
Alice Weaver, a long, long, long time ago, and then Art Fryer. And then I took over from Art Fryer in 1980. I've been with the Asheville Ballet since 1980. And then I merged it with the Fletcher School of Dance in 1996.
There you go.
So those two organizations came together.
Rich tradition.
Very rich. And I'm very, it's been a rich experience for me to grow with the company and to help.
So this production of The Nutcracker this weekend at the Diana Wortham Theater, for lots of children, this is their first glimpse of ballet.
Yes, it is indeed, and that's why we devote ourselves
important?
To school shows.
Yeah.
And
oh.
Also, people who can't come or who want to donate tickets, and I give them to the women's shelter and to children's homes throughout the region so that they have the opportunity to come see something that they otherwise would not get to see.
And, of course, the Diana Wortham Theater itself is a wonderful place for dance.
Oh, it is so perfect. It's intimate, and yet there's the fourth wall for proscenium, what we call the fourth wall. There's a sense of magic that produces, that you are entering into another world. You're in the dark, and the lights and the music and the costumes and the dancing on stage and the story. It's just all so magical. And when it snows, the audience, you can hear them go, especially the children and the children at heart. Me, every single year, and I'm going to be 70 in 2 weeks. So, I mean, every single year, you would think I would be tired of this, but never. Yeah. And the music is just so beautiful. I think it's one of the best things Tchaikovsky wrote.
I have to agree.
Parts of it.
I have to agree. One of
parts
the great of masters of ballet, one of his very best scores.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on the 70, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a little milestone. I'm going to be alone at the beach with it.
Okay.
I love it.
Good for you. Are tickets still available for the
tickets are available. And I would like to emphasize that Sunday is almost sold out. I would like to see people aim for Friday night, Saturday matinee, and Saturday night if they can.
So three other performances besides
four
the
performance
Sunday.
Opportunities, full thing every single time. And we emphasize the story. The dancing is the way to tell the story. It's the vocabulary. The way music is a vocabulary to convey meaning about the human experience or whatever. dances the vocabulary, and it's brilliant dancing. We do like to emphasize the story. It's a story about a young person's transition from childhood to young adulthood, and it's mythical by passing through three realms, magical realms, the realm of the rats, where she has to get her strength by killing, well, we don't use that word these days, do we? By bopping on the head, a mean queen rat, and then the realm of the snow, and then the realm of the interdisciplinary multicultural realm of all of the different cultural ballets, Chinese, Russian, where she sees all of the richness of those cultures, and then she re-enters her own world as a changed person.
It is a beautiful story and a beautiful ballet, and the music ain't bad either.
No, the music is so beautiful.
Anne Dunn is director of the Asheville Ballet, presenting The Nutcracker, four performances at the Diana Wortham Theater, Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon. And Sunday is almost sold out at this point.
This weekend, the 9th through the 11th, and the tickets at Diana Wortham Theater are 828-257-4530. And also we have a website if people want more information on the company, and that's www.ashevilleballet.com.
Very good. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Dick, and thanks, WCQS, for all the support they give to all of the local. And I enjoyed the Christmas music this morning.
Thank you.
Starting to get in the mood.
There you go.